All right, brother, it's good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. All right, good to be with the saints of God one more time as we come together to study another portion of his holy and divine word. Let's go to James, okay? Partiality, what we're talking about, been talking about it. In God, there is no division. We all are one. Amen. Verse 8, if you fulfill the royal law, amen. According to the scriptures, James 1:25. You know, it's not a choice in the matter. Amen. You got to love your neighbor. You got to love everybody. Amen. Make no difference who it may be. We must love everybody. Matthew 5:44, love your enemy. Pray for them that despitefully use you, that curse you. See, it's not a choice. You got all against your brother, leave your gift, go back and be reconciled. You got all against your brother, go to him alone and tell him his fault. If he hear you, you'll gain a brother. Amen. To love thy neighbor as thyself, and you do well. See, it's not a choice. But if you have respect to person, that is, you commit sin. Underline that. You commit sin. That if we show favoritism, and we like one more than the other, we treat one better than the other, the Bible says you commit sin. Amen. And are convinced of the law as a transgressor. I wish the world could understand that. You know, I wish the world could understand that. It's not a black, white thing. It's not a Democrat, Republican thing. We're all just human beings. Amen. We're all just human beings. Amen. See, in relationship to understanding what is the will of the law. Verse 10 says, for whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend it, underline that phrase, one point. See, one point, not two, not three, one point, amen. See, he is guilty of all. Why? Because that sin, any sin that we commit and not repent it for, that is that we can lose our soul. It don't take two sins. Sometimes people say, well, I'm not that bad. Well, you know, I'm 85% right. Well, why you ain't 100% right, amen? Am I right? See, the reason why I'm saying that, well, if 15% is clutter, well, number one, 2 Corinthians 13:5, you need to examine yourself, amen, to get rid of that clutter so you can be 100%. Because one thing about life, nobody know you or nobody know me than we know ourselves, amen. I mean, we know ourselves. We know what we're doing. We went us 24/7. We don't be with us 8 hours and stop. I mean, that's a 24-hour thing, 365 days a year, amen. So we know everything about us. See, somebody here, husband, say, I know everything about my wife. No, you don't. You don't know that. And you might want to know, but you don't know everything. Because you can't get up in that mind, amen. See, that mind is something else, amen. Now, you may want to know. I mean, you may be compatible in a lot of things. And that's what twaining is supposed to be, amen. But, baby, you don't know everything, amen. You understand what I'm saying? Me and my wife been married a long time. She still tell me things that I say, I didn't know that. You understand what I'm saying? She may say, I didn't know that. Well, she said, well, we've been married all this time, now it's safe for me to tell him. You understand what I'm saying? And the whole point that I'm saying is this here, that God wants 100% of us. He's a jealous God, amen? And if he can't have all of us, he don't want none of us. And then why not? He left us the blood of Jesus Christ, amen? He left us the perfect law. He left us the royal law. What reason can you tell me other than selfishness and self-will that a person want to hold on to sin? Tell me any one reason that anybody want to hold on to. We all have sinned, amen, and fallen short of the glory of God. So the problem that we have to do is identify, amen, know them, learn from it, and let the blood of Jesus Christ cleanse us and all for us to be made what? Whole. See, because God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit done everything that they possibly can that we might be free. That we're not under bondage. See, that we're under freedom. John 8:31, if you continue my word, indeed you shall be my disciple. We've been talking about that on Wednesday night. John 15, you are cleansed through the word. See, you are cleansed through the word. So because of that, there's no reason for us to have even 1% or 0.5% not to be whereby we're not 100%, you know, compatible. So James 2:10 would not be affecting our life. Amen. Then verse 11, for he that said, do not commit adultery, also do not kill, Thou if thou commit no adultery, yet if thou kill, thou become a transgressor of the law. So speak ye and so do as they shall be judged by the law of liberty. That law of liberty is grace and truth. John 1:17. The law came by Moses, and grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. The 39 books of the Old Testament is bondage. But we are under grace and truth, amen. See, we are under freedom in relationship to understanding what is the will of the Lord. By law of liberty, that's right, John 1:17. The reason why I want you to write that, because it shows you the two dispositions, the law and grace and truth. The law and grace and truth. You see what I'm saying? See, the law of liberty, that we're not under bondage of the old law, but we've been made free by Jesus Christ. See, the freedom we have it because we are in Christ Jesus. Amen. See, we're not under the bondage of the old law. The law, Galatians 3:27, was a schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ Jesus. Amen. Now, since we're there, we've been made free. See, no longer under bondage. When that blood was shed on Calvary, it released us from bondage. Now we are free. Free in Christ Jesus because we are in the church. See, and that's the point. And like Brother Terry friend said, he said, we have liberty. God gives us liberty to do what we want to do. God don't give you liberty to do what you want to do. Liberty is to make us free when we obey God's word. Don't give you choice when God already delegated or legislated what to do. Because you can't change God's word. Amen. And that's the point that he's saying here. So verse 13 says, for he shall have judgment without mercy, and that showed no mercy, and mercy rejoices against judgment. And what that's simply saying, well, how can you judge when you don't empathize? When you're not compassionate? Or when you don't love? So a lot of times we're so busy being so self-righteous that we forget what mercy is. Or we forget that we all have sinned. Do you realize that even today, we're here today, not here, not because we've been so good, but because of God's grace and mercy. Because based on what we did last week, I didn't go back 2 weeks. Based on what we did last week, see, we still don't equal up. See, to what, to be what God gives us to, the only reason why we can't do it is called grace. God shows mercy toward us by allowing his son to die on the cross, 1 John 1:9, that we confess our sins, that through the blood of Jesus Christ, we can be made whole. But not because of your merit. It's not because of my merit. Because based on that, we all would be lost. So God gives us mercy, amen, that we can be judged by the word. See, that's what the word do. See, God gives us mercy, so what judge us? The word. You don't judge me, but the word of God judge me, amen. That perfect law of liberty judged me. It's like for a point. James 4:17. To him who knows to do good, do it not. To him as a what? So when we know that it was good to be here this morning for Sunday school, when you're here, the only conclusion is, therefore it's a sin. Right or wrong? Now, I'm not going to judge you. God going to judge you. Why? Because he already told you in the word of God. But God still gives us mercy. Amen. Hopefully that through study and through examination, one day, transformation going to take place. Now, the question is, how long grace and mercy going to be extended? So God's a terrible thing to be playing with. Philippians said, God shall not be mocked. Every knee going to bow and every tongue going to confess. See, you don't play with God. See, that's the reason why he said it's better not to know than to turn. There are Hebrews 10:26, we're saying willfully there remains no more sacrifice for sin. That when you know better, but you go on do it anymore, there remains no more sacrifice. Because you play with God. So what he's saying here, because we have the royal law, because we have the law of liberty, that we have been made free, none of us have a right to judge nobody. Because the word of God gonna judge us. But we do supposed to show mercy. And we do supposed to empathize, and we do supposed to have compassion. Go with me in the book of Ephesians. I love this scripture right here. Ephesians. I love this one. Ephesians chapter 4. See, verse 30, he's talking about grieving the Holy Spirit, amen. See, when the Holy Spirit speaks to us through the word, see, you don't grieve, you don't sadden him by disobeying him. See, you make him happy by obeying him. Amen. See, so to the point that he says in verse 31, let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, evil speaking be pulled away from you with all malice. That's all, just by that, just right sin. See, get it out of your life. Why? Verse 32, and this is the point. Be ye kind one to another. See, that's what we need to be working on. See, to show mercy, we got number one, love one another to be kind. Because if you don't love one another based on the royal law, you ain't going to be kind. Or, think about this point. Think about this point. If any of these above sin, or any sin that's in our life, that sin going to block the word from working. For love won't abound. Amen. You understand what I'm saying? See, look at it this way. See, when God made us to love. Amen. God made us to be kind. God made us to have compassion. See, we know that. That's what Christians are supposed to do. That's the way you're supposed to look. That's the way your light's supposed to shine. Amen. But see, the devil knows also that if he allows sin to come in, amen, he knows that that sin going to block the word from working. Amen. That's the reason why he said if you offend the law at one point, you give up the whole law. Because the devil can get one sin, whatever it may be, to be of our life and we don't repent, everything else is nullified. It ain't going to work. You can't worship God in spirit and truth. Your mindset not going to be right. You're not going to be able to do nothing in relationship to be in compliance to the word. That's the reason why people judge. You know why we judge? In order to make ourselves feel better. We look at other individuals to make us think that we are something. That's the reason why we do it. Then when we look at people, we say, look, look, look. You know why? Because we want our own conscience to be better. Why we do it. See? And the devil know that, and that's the reason why. And that's the reason why when you go back to here, he begins in verse 31 by talking about the sin, because he know that sin blocks everything else. Because if sin there, number one, verse 32 ain't going to work. See, to be kind one to another. See, it takes just as much time to be kind than to be ugly. Amen. It takes just as much time to say thank you. Amen. See, it takes just as much time to treat one another right, to treat one another wrong. A lot of times to treat somebody wrong, sometimes you got to premeditate. All night you're going to lay in your bed and think about what you're going to do. Amen. All the way to work, you're thinking about, I can't get that, I'm going to knock her head off. You ever been that way? Seriously. It's a mind thing. You understand what I'm saying? Just wait till I get there. I'm going to straighten that out. Y'all know what I'm talking about? See? You feel bad. You're all upset. You're angry. You're sweating. See? Your fist, you know, you're holding it so tight, it begins to smell. Y'all ain't joking. That's what happened to me. Hold your fist tight and then do like this. Y'all know what I'm talking about? And all you got to do is just be kind one to another. Let the word of Christ dwell in you, amen. But see, you can't do it if you grieve the Holy Spirit and let these sin in your life. See, he said, be kind one to another, tenderhearted. See, forgiving one another, even as Christ, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven us. Ain't that something? We want God to forgive us, but we don't want to forgive other people. And that's what he's talking about here. And James, in relationship to understanding what is the will of the Lord, when he's talking about verse 13, I want to read it one more time, 2:13, when he said, well, he shall have judges without mercy. And mercy rejoices against judgment. That's simply what Ephesians 4:32 is. Loving one another, tenderhearted, compassion, forgiving. See, why? We do this because we show mercy. Why? Not that I'm going to judge you, John, but the word of God will judge you. It works all the time. If you don't believe me, keep on living. It's a law. It's a law of reciprocity. Listen to what I'm saying. What you sow is what you're going to reap. Amen. Keep on doing it. Eventually, you're going to reap it. That's something you ain't going to get around. Fair action. There's going to be a reaction, whether it's good or bad. So he's simply saying here, well, to have something good, well, show mercy. Don't be judgmental. See, don't be fault-finding. Don't be so quick. See, show love. Love your neighbor. Love everybody. Don't make no difference who it may be. See, we all are God's children, if nothing but through Adam. Amen. God made all of us, amen. And we're supposed to love one another. See, and that's exactly what he's saying here in relationship to understanding what is the will of the Lord. Look at verse 14. He said, for what does it profit, my brethren? And then that word brethren. I love when every time I see brethren, I write 27, don't you? I just write it right in my Bible. Every time I see brethren, I write 27. Amen. To let it know it's me. Sometimes I write my name. Because I'm so glad I'm a brother. Amen. When I address the brother, I say, faithful brother. Somebody said, well, you don't text me. I said, well, maybe I don't think you're my brother. I just tell the truth. Amen. See, one day when you don't be on the text list, maybe you ain't no brother no more. According to what I see. Is that wrong or right? I'm serious. I better correct that. Because sometimes dealing with texts and things, you can put them on there, they don't get them. Ain't that right? I did the other day, John. Someone sent me a mass tape text, and I got the text, and then somebody replied back to the text, and then I got the reply. It shouldn't have came to me. It just went back to the sender. And I said, well, who are you? And they said, well, who are you? I said, well, who are you? They said, well, none of your business. All right? And there go the devil working again. I said, well, don't text me no more. Take me off your text list. Okay? Well, later on, we got on a conference call, and then someone say, well, you know, somebody got small with me today. You know? And I'm listening, and I know they're talking about me. They told me, and I'm just trying to be nice to folks. I don't mistreat nobody. Why they gonna mistreat me? There's a whole lot of people listening to this conference call. Then I had to confess up. I said, it was me. I was rude. But I didn't know who you were. And now you get so much spam, don't you? You get so much junk mail, don't you? That a lot of times you want to tell people, don't text me, don't email me, because you don't want to receive all that junk. So you said I open all your email, you'd be opening email all day. And then sometimes you open them, it'll mess up your computer. Is that right or wrong? See? But to make a long story short, we right there on the conference call, we forgave one another. But anyway, go back to what the word said. I don't know if they had any reference. But anyway, verse 14. What does it profit, my brethren, though a man say, and look what he says here, he say he have faith and have not works. Amen. Now I want to go to Hebrews 11, and I want to show you something. In the book of Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, what faith is. See, how can he say, or what does it profit, my brother, though a man say he has faith and has not worked? Can faith save him alone? Now, go to Hebrews 11, 1. You might want to write that by that. Hebrews 11, 1 says this. Now, this is what faith is. Now, think about it. We've been talking about the royal law, right? We've been talking about the perfect law, right? Everything is built around that perfect law, that royal law, to study, to show yourself for what? Approved unto God. Now, Hebrew 11 said, now faith is substance. Now, what is that substance? That substance is the perfect law. What faith is. Faith is belief. Belief in what? Belief in the perfect law. Belief in the 66 books. That's the only way that we can what? Know what to believe. What to believe is substance. Well, what is it? This book. Amen. See, that's the reason why you study to show yourself approved unto God. You study through examination of 2 Corinthians 13:5 so that you can reform, so you don't conform. But this is what the substance is. Faith is the substance of things hoped for
and the evidence of things not seen. See, so the question is, well, how can you have works when you ain't got no substance? Tie in 1 Corinthians 6:19, know you not that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, right? See, if you don't love, or if you show partiality, number one, the word not going to go in the temple. Because, see, we transgress when we what? Don't love. Amen. Right? Am I right? So when you look at faith, and when you look at substance, when you look at work, well, see, substance motivates works. That's that Philippians 2:5. Let this mind be in you, which is in Christ Jesus. This mindset. Romans 12:2. Be not conformed, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Once you put it between your two ears and get understanding through substance, this is the word, amen, that word going to motivate works to work. Amen. Am I right? See, you came this morning because maybe Hebrews 10:24 and 25, John 8:31, 32, John 4:24, you're understanding what worship is. Am I right? See, your worship going to benefit because you know all five items of worship. Am I right? And you know what they are. Am I right? That's substance. Am I right? They're going to cause your what worship to work out all right. See, you can't have good faith if your substance is not right. It's impossible. It's impossible to have good faith and have bad substance. Am I right? What do you think Paul said in Acts 20? When I depart, greedy wolves will enter, not spouting the blood, speaking what? Perverse doctrine. That bad substance. Romans 16:17. They would deceive you with simple words, deceiving the hearts of the simple. Simple word, the word that can't be proved, is not good substance. Anything, brethren, that violates the word of God is not good faith. So how are you going to have good works? You can't have it. The same thing. What we've been talking about. Love, 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 love. But how are you going to have good works when you don't love your brother? Or you got animosity against your brother? Or you got hate in your heart? Or you got malice in your heart? Are you a bitter toward one another? See, no Christian should ever have animosity, bitterness, anything against his brother. Because number one, if you got it, well, works, if you got good works, a substance, if you got good substance, it's going to cause works to go to cause you to do what the Bible tells you to do. Amen. To say, I'm sorry. Leave your gift. Go reconcile with him. Go to your brother, him and him alone. Amen. And if y'all both are on the same wavelength, amen, because we all speak the same thing, the same German, we both going to understand where we're coming from. We both going to do what? Forgive. Right? Y'all with me? See, you got to understand what faith is. See, I go a little bit further. See, it's impossible for people in denominationalism, all right, to say they got good faith, that what they teach is contrary to the book. Even in the Church of Christ. See, when we speak contrary to the doctrine which we have received, see, when we speak contrary, see, your faith is not substance. Amen? And that's the reason why they do what they do. Right? For example, Ephesians 4:12. What do you think about the works of the church? Number one, say so, right? Number two, benevolence for the saints. Right? See, number three, to edify the body. See, the church is nothing but a spiritual vehicle. That's all it is. Amen? See, it's no physicality. See, it's no entertainment. It's no emotionalism. It's just doing things in spirit and in truth. When you come here today, when you leave here, you should ask yourself one question. The preaching that was done, the teaching that was done, did it edify me? That's the main question you need to be asked. Amen. Now, think about it now. You got to come in the right way, too. Because, see, you can come up here wrong. See, not liking the preacher. I don't want to hear what the preacher said. And you're going to be judgmental. Amen. Because, see, you had a problem before you came up in here. But if you come up here for the right reason, am I right? To worship God in spirit and in truth, to grow, to mature, to perfect, amen. And when you come in for the right reason, when you leave, you need to be asking yourself this question. Was I edified? Because anytime you come, if you're not edified, amen, see, why come? I'm serious. See, we pick churches for the wrong reason. We pick churches because, oh, they got a nice building. Oh, they got a good youth program. Oh, they got this. But see, that's not the work of the church. The work of the church saves souls. Right? Benevolent for the saints. And then we who are here, we edify and we build one another up by speaking the same thing, being of the same mind, and being of like spirit. Amen? See, without showing no partiality, we're going to love one another as Christ loved us. Amen? We're going to show mercy. We're not going to be judgmental. Am I right? See? And we're going to do the things because, see, faith is substance. That substance got to be right if you're going to have works. Because if it's wrong, your works going to be nullified. Or it's not going to be in accordance to the scripture. See, and the devil know that. That's the reason why the devil have cluttered up work within the church. See, we've gotten away from what? The basics. See, we've gotten away of Hebrews 5, the first articles, the first principles. See, we've gotten away. We need to be retaught again. People don't teach the Bible. Preachers don't preach like they used to preach. You know why? Because they fear. See, preachers have made preaching a profession. It's not a profession. It's not a job. It's not that. Amen? See, I preach because I love to preach. I tell the brother all the time, any Sunday I get up and don't want to do it, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to stop doing it. Man said, I said to one time, he said, what about your calling? That's the calling. The gospel. Amen. That's the calling of the gospel. Amen. I got to do it for love. Amen. Am I right? I can't do it for the money of it. I can't do it for prestige and power. I do it for the love of it. Amen. And anytime I don't love it, don't like it, it's time for me to leave it alone. Right or wrong? See? See? And what happened is you hire men and they go into school and they get educated and they're writing resumes and see, now they're looking for a job. If you're making $8,000 a month, you're making $9,000 a month preaching, you ain't going to step in nobody's toes. Amen? Not too many. Amen? Because you got fear, you don't want to lose your what? JOB. Am I right? See, and that's the point. So faith is substance. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. It's nothing but the word. And that's what he's saying here. You can't have good works without good faith. Go ahead, Terry. That's it. By faith. That's right. That's it. That's it. That's it. Yeah. And go back, and then you go back this week and read Hebrews 11, and you look at each case by faith, Abraham, by faith, Isaac, by faith. See, in every case you saw what action. See, what caused them to act? Substance. That made them what? Work. So you got to have good action, like we see here, the evidence, see, that's that mindset, am I right? That transformation. See, when you are transformed, that's the reason why, brother, I tell you, see, every worship service is just so important. And you ain't got time to waste it with foolishness, do you? Am I right? See, you ain't got time. See, this is so important. This hour is so important. This worship service is going to be so important. This coming back tonight is going to be so important. And you want to get everything you can get out of it, right? See, you want to come in here and feel, I wasted my time. I could have stayed at home. You went to watch a movie, and they just built that movie up, and they thought that movie to be the best thing, and you go see it and say, man, I want my money back. It went well, I thought. You understand what I'm saying? See, it's like sometimes you hear on the radio or see something on TV that looks so good, and you know it looks good, and you really want it, then you go buy it, and you take the first bite, either, oh, it ain't what you thought. Well, see, faith, good faith, that's what we're talking about. That's the word, right? That's 66 books, right? If you use it the right way with proper substance, and the only way you're going to get it, folks, you're going to study. Am I right? That's the reason why. When you leave here, that's the question you need to be asking. See, did I benefit? If you didn't benefit, if it ain't benefiting you, you don't need it. Or you need to go find it somewhere else. Right? Am I right? Mess around and get in trouble, you go see a lawyer, they cost you $25,000. You give me $25,000, he said, well, I think I can get you. I think what? Man, I just gave you $25,000. You better know, am I right, that you're going to do something. See? And that's the whole point that we're saying here, and that's what he's saying. Y'all understand that? Take those two words, faith, works, and something. Please do. That's the reason why. Be careful where you worship. Just because it's big and just because everybody's going there, that don't make it right. You understand what I'm saying? Because anytime they're doing something, not in accordance or in violation of the word of God, it's going to break down that substance. I'm telling you, works ain't going to be right. And like you read that Hebrews 11, if you go back and look at that, and since you brought it up, Terry, let's go back and look at it. See, look at what it says here. It says here, see, verse 2, he talked about it. For it by the elders obtained a good report. Right? But drop down to verse 4. I'm going to run through it very fast. Y'all with me? It said here, by faith did what? Abel did what? Offered. See, if he didn't have good faith, would he have offered? Y'all with me? If his faith wasn't good, could he have offered? Am I right? See, y'all see what I'm saying here? Look at verse 5. By faith, Enoch was what? See, that's action. Am I right? Then verse 6. It said, but without faith, it's impossible to please him. You can't do it. For he that come to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of him that diligently seek him. Look at verse 7. By faith, Noah what? Being warned of God, see, of things not seen as yet, but look what he did. He moved with fear. Do you think Noah had some good faith? Sure he did. Look at verse 8. By faith, Abraham, when he called to God into a place which he should either receive as an inheritance, he obeyed. Y'all see the action? You know what I'm saying? But in every case in Hebrews 11, see, you saw the individual, and then you saw the action. I use the word evidence by what they did, and they did it because of substance. That's the reason why. Ain't no way in the world you can do something and do it right if your substance ain't right. Amen. Y'all with me? People want to come to church on their own turn when they want to come and do what they want. It don't work that way. Why you think we got the perfect law of liberty, the royal law? Why we got that? Why you think he said, if you continue my word, indeed you shall be my Messiah. You are cleansed by the word. And I go on and on. Why you think he's the vine and we're the branches? We've been talking about that on Wednesday night, haven't we? So your substance can be what? Right. See? And that's the point that he's saying there. So go back to James right quick. Y'all with me? See, if you want something to study this week, I'll be writing that down. Faith, words, substance. And then go back. If you don't love, you ain't got good what? Substance. Because substance is going to make your love right. Am I right? You're going to love everybody else, and you're going to love your husband and love your wife. You want a better relationship? Put more substance there. Am I right? Yeah, folks say, man, I want me a hot marriage. Get a book right here and make it hot. Am I right? It'll be hot as you want it. I'm telling you the truth, folks. Y'all don't believe me. If you don't believe me, read 1 Corinthians 7. Read Romans 7. Am I right? Read Ephesians 5. Read Genesis 2:23. Read Matthew 19:9. See, the only reason why God gave them a ability to vote was because of the hardness of their heart. That's sin. They didn't have no substance. They was in violation of what God put forth. Am I right? Am I right? God is giving you everything you want to know. That's substance, am I right? Y'all with me? You know what I'm saying? You know what? Let me move on. Read verse 14 again. He said, what does it profit, my brother? Do a man say he has faith and has not works? Can faith save him? What would you write there? Can faith save him? What would you write there? That's a question. What'd you write? No. Faith can't save you without works. You need both of them, don't you? Am I right? See, folks say, oh, you got to ask Jesus to come into your heart. That's faith only, amen. You better put some works. What the works is? Baptism. Am I right? Folks, they say the sinner's prayer, all you got to do is ask Jesus to come into your heart. I heard a man say that. I don't know why he said it like that. That's faith only. You better put some works into Jesus. He that believeth and is baptized shall be what? If a brother or sister, verse 15, be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto him, depart in peace, be ye warm and fear, notwithstanding you give them not those things which are needed to the body, what does it profit? Guess what, folks? They still naked and they still hungry. But the love that you have for your brother is going to do the right thing. What's that is? Substance, amen. That's the work of the church. Galatians 6:10, do good unto all men, especially to those of the household of faith. Every one of us should have a food pantry, amen. Every one of us should have a clothes closet, amen. That if you see somebody destitute, or you see somebody hungry, amen. Am I right? That you don't have to call the church. Oh, we need to write a check on that boy hungry. Take him home and feed him. You got food in your home, go home and cook him some. Am I right? We throw away more food, don't we? You'd be surprised the food the garbage disposal gets. Or in my house, Sean Dog gets. Though they're in the back of the truck, I don't believe I bring that many bags out of Food World. That she took to the dogs a couple of weeks ago. I said, where all that food come from? I'm happy for the dog. God bless them. Amen. That when people are naked, or people are destitute, that see, we if we love one another, if something's right, we're going to do the right thing. Am I right? I mean, we got shoes we don't wear. We got more jackets, more pants. We just got abundance of stuff that people can use. Amen. Am I right? But here we go again. We got to set up this board. We got to set up this company. We got to, if everybody understood what love was all about, you wouldn't need the Red Cross. Because everybody would be doing his or her part, am I right? Am I right? If you see somebody destitute, or if you see somebody hungry, see, give them something to eat. Give them something to wear. Am I right? That's every Christian responsibility, brethren. If you're going to practice pure love, am I right? I know we live in a world today. It's a dangerous world. And I don't advise none of you ladies, you see somebody at the corner begging for food, picking nobody up. Because you don't know what they're going to do to you. That's the way the world has come. I'm just being truthful to you. Because people will kill you. Amen. Just on the evening news I saw today, this man just got out of prison. He went and took these girls hostage and two twins. See, eight bullets were shot. Seven killed the man and one killed one of the twins. So we live in a mad world today. And I'm not saying that. See that you got to be careful nowadays. It used to be a long time ago. Abraham, you remember, I tell you, you may remember that people used to hitchhike. Then you see somebody, and you leave in Birmingham, and you pick them up. He said, I ain't going no further, Montgomery. He said, well, let me ride. But you didn't have no fear they're going to kill you, did you? You can't pick them up nowadays. Because you just don't know who you're going to pick up. They'll take your car. They'll kill you, throw you out. Am I right or wrong? See, so you have to be careful. I want to say that, because a lot of times, they're going to say, well, brother, I'll say, pick folks up. Brother Law say, feed the hungry. And then something happened to you, nigga blame me. I ain't saying that. But I'm saying, this is the way Christians are supposed to do it, and we have to find a way to do it, but you have to be careful. Be careful, because see, we live in a crazy world. Sin has caused the world to be just crazy, and that's the point. So he said here, verse 17, even so faith, if it has not works, is dead, being a what? See, that brother who's hungry, that brother who's naked, you just can't tell him, God loves you. Go in peace. Well, guess what? He's still hungry. Now, your faith is substance. You know what the word of God is going to tell you to do? Let works do the right thing. Amen. And that's an individual. Listen to me, brethren. That's an individual command, not collectively. And the reason why I'm breaking it down, because in the church today, when we want to be like denominationalism, what we're doing, we're setting up boards, we're setting up authorities to do good, even though your intention may be right. But zeal without knowledge is dangerous. And you got to do it the right way. And then it's easy for a board to do it because you ain't got time to do it. Amen. It's easy for you to give $10 to somebody and you go do it, and I ain't got to go feed nobody. They going to do it. But it's an individual. Well, he's talking here to Christians. He, right? In the church, am I right? This is an individual command. And the reason why I'm saying that, because a lot of money is taken out of the church treasury when money in the church treasury is for the saints only. Amen? Benevolence. You say, well, if it's for the saints only, what about those who are not saints? Well, this is what this fit in. That's what we're supposed to do. Amen? See, individually. Don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. Amen. You go out and do it. If you see somebody under the bridge, you go take them a sandwich. If you see somebody under the bridge, you got some shoes, some old clothes, instead of taking the good way, you take it down there to them personally. Amen. Now, can you do that? Can me and Donald get in our car and say, well, hey, I saw some men under the bridge. I see them all the time. I'm First Avenue under the viaduct, don't you see them? They be under that bridge right there. Then me and Donald say, well, we're going to clean out our closet. And they look like they, well, I'm going to say my size. Well, my size could fit everybody, for anybody. Anyway, you take them some clothes. Amen. Am I right? And that's the point that I want to instill, individual command, because of your substance, my substance. We all got substance. We all got faith. And then we can't, works got to be individual. That's what I'm saying, through our own mindset. Y'all with me? See, and that's the way we got to think, because that's the way the Bible teach. That's what love is, right? Love is an individually thing. Amen. Now, you got to love your own wife. That's different. But I'm talking about, what he's talking about here is a philo love, brotherly love. That's the kind of love he's talking about here, that we have toward one another, not to show partiality, but love everybody. And you think if everybody understood that and did that according to the scripture, wouldn't the world be a little bit better? Wouldn't it be a little bit better? See? Oh, you see somebody, I ain't studying him. The Bible said, a man don't work, he don't eat. See, you just don't never know. You've been judgmental, right? See, you never know what that man don't went through, right? Because just because you're up today don't mean you're going to be up tomorrow. Ain't that right? See, don't hold your head up too high. Because, see, you got what you got today by the grace of God. Am I right? See, you may have a house today, you might not have that tomorrow. You can have an automobile today, you may not have one tomorrow. Amen. Because life, things do happen. Amen. So don't get so high and mighty and think you something. Am I right? See, always have a mindset of lowliness, meekness. See, in relationship. See, to seek it and doing the Lord's will. And that's the point that we should say. We're going to pick it back up in verse 17. Y'all with me? Don't that make sense? See? And that's what Christianity is all about, folks. That's what letting your light is all about. You know, we can do so good, much good stuff we learn here between Monday and Wednesday and Wednesday and Sunday. If everybody understood scripture and then take these scriptures and apply them to their life, it's amazing how much good that Christians could do. if they do it the right way. See, I'm like Brother Hall now over there when he got the PowerPoint behind him and he want to emphasize authority. How you do it? It got to be by what? Authority. And that's authority, right? See, and that's the point. See, that we must see. See, everybody want to take Galatians 6:10, or they want to take money out of the church other than for the saints. Well, it's everybody's responsibility. Here we go again. You take us in the church. Amen. See, let me tell you something. Let me hurry. All of us could have problems. Right? We're not all equally. Some have more than the other. Some have less. You should never call yourself a Christian and sit here and you are having a difficult time. Whether you're hungry, whether you get ready to be put out your house, or whether you don't have transportation, whatever beset you, you got enough brethren here. If you humble yourself and you come to an individual, that we should take care of our own brethren. I believe that. Don't you? Hey, if you're going to know what love is, what good? I'm going to sit here with an extra $30 in my pocket. I don't need it. And, brother, you ain't got no dinner this evening. Or you ain't got gas tomorrow to go to work. Amen? Y'all with me? Now, the narcissist, if I come to you, my brother, and I say, brother, I just need some gas money. I don't know when I'm going to be able to give it back to you. Oh, man. Jesus, you don't know when you're going to give it back. See, I'm already feeling bad coming to you, but when you make that turn on me, y'all with me? I really feel bad. Am I right? Y'all with me? Y'all with me? I'm your brother. I was honest with you. Amen. Luke 6:38 says, give, and it shall be given to you. See, and that's the spirit. That's the love we got to have one toward another. See, brethren shouldn't have to go to societies to get stuff because we got money in here. Now, is it good money or is it selfish money? You with me? And then we just learned this morning, don't judge nobody. Amen. Now, if you to the point, now I'm going to go this far with you too, that you don't know how to manage your money, I'm going to hook you up with somebody. And I'm going to show you how to set up a budget. I'm going to show you if you're getting in $300 and you're throwing away $200 on bubble gum. Amen. That you're going to know how to manage your money. Because people make money, but people just don't know how to manage money. You understand what I'm saying? See, so that you don't get in that situation again. Because see, when you learn how to manage money, you holding your money, you're going to be able to help somebody else. Am I right? See, but that's what love is. Am I right? Am I right? See, I can't keep coming to Paul every week. I need gas money. You just can't do it. Especially when you're working. Am I right? And then if you ain't working and you healthy, all right, we need to help you get a job. Am I right? Am I right? See, all this part. See, you can't make the word work until you do what the Bible say do. And y'all say, why he talking about all this here? Because you can talk about faith, you can talk about work, you can talk about a person destitute, you can talk about a person hungry. You got to take the whole law of liberty, that whole royal law, and make it work. The Bible says a man don't work, he don't eat. The Bible says a man don't take care of his family, he denied the faith, he's worse than an infant there. Ain't that what he said? Am I right? Many times me and Andrew have rolled down the alley in my truck and picked up stuff. See, went to the junkyard. Me and him split the money. I didn't know I'd split it with him, but we did. He should have gave it all to me. But anyway, we split the money. You understand what I'm saying? Y'all with me? You did what you had to do. Am I right? I ain't have no shame. Am I right? Y'all laughing. You're laughing. But you got to find what you got to do to keep things rocking and rolling. Amen. Am I right? Because, see, I can't come to him every week. The first time, he might not make that turn. And that third time, he goes to whisper. That's just human nature, folks. Am I right? So the lady going to go, well, I don't know what's wrong. Well, you think you're on drugs. What you think wrong? You think you got smoking weed? What's wrong with you? Something might be wrong. I'll just tell you how we work, man. Folks come to church, man. We got to keep it real. Am I right? See? One more coming. We got to stop. Yeah. Is that right? Got to make it a joke. All right. Y'all with me? See, it's more than that now. See, but just remember, we're family. Let's don't forget that. See, no partiality. Amen. Amen. If we can't come to church and love, we sure ain't going to love outside these doors. We got to learn how to love. Am I right? And that's the point that I'm saying. Let's pray together, y'all. Father in heaven, we thank you so much for this day. We thank thee for all thy many blessings. And Father, we thank you for the word, the power of the word. And now as we go into the continuation of our service, bless us. In Jesus' name, we say together, amen. Thank y'all, brethren.